Delaware passes a Payment Stablecoin Act in unanimous votes. Delaware lawmakers passed the state's Payment Stablecoin Act, with the House approving it 36-0 after the Senate cleared it 20-0. The vote was reported by Bitcoin News on June 19, 2026. The bill sets up a state-level framework for stablecoin issuers and digital asset service providers operating under Delaware law. Two unanimous votes across both chambers is the detail worth pausing on. State financial legislation rarely moves without a dissent, and a 36-0 House tally paired with a 20-0 Senate tally points to a bill that drew no organized opposition on either side of the aisle. A licensing regime in the state where companies actually live, Delaware's weight here is structural, not symbolic. The state is the legal home of a large share of U.S. corporations, including most of the largest public companies, which incorporate there for its established corporate courts and predictable business law. A payment stablecoin framework written into Delaware statute therefore reaches issuers and service providers that may run their actual operations elsewhere, but answer to Delaware as their state of incorporation. The act, as described, covers two groups: the entities that issue payment stablecoins and the broader set of digital asset service providers that handle them. That second category typically pulls in custodians, transfer agents, and the intermediaries that move stablecoins between users and merchants. Drawing a defined perimeter around who needs authorization and on what terms is the part that turns a general endorsement of stablecoins into an enforceable rule book. Stacked on top of unsettled federal rules, the timing places Delaware's law alongside a federal process that is still being worked out. The Genius Act gave the U.S. its first dedicated statutory treatment of payment stablecoins, and federal agencies have been filling in the operational details since. The Federal Reserve recently moved on stablecoin reserve and KYC rulemaking, and a group of senators has pressed Treasury to clarify how much authority states retain under the federal regime. That division of labor is the open question a state act like this runs into. The Genius Act contemplates a role for state-level supervision under certain thresholds, and a fully built Delaware framework is the kind of regime that would slot into that lane if the federal-state lines hold. If they shift, state laws passed now may need to be reconciled with whatever final boundary Treasury and the agencies draw. The unanimous vote suggests Delaware decided not to wait for that clarity before putting its own framework on the books, the settlement layer behind spending. For anyone who spends crypto, stablecoins are not a side topic. They are the rails. A large share of stablecoin-denominated cards and the USDC or USDT-backed balances behind them depend on issuers that operate inside U.S. legal structures. Rules that decide which issuers can be licensed and which service providers can touch the tokens eventually shape which stablecoins are safe for a card program to settle in. The counterparty point matters here. When a card draws from a custodial stablecoin balance, the holder is trusting the issuer's reserves and the intermediaries in the chain. A clear licensing standard at the state level is, in part, an attempt to make that trust auditable rather than assumed. It does not remove the risk that a poorly run issuer could still fail, but it raises the floor for who is allowed to operate in the first place. There is also a contrast worth keeping in view. Stablecoin frameworks are spreading at the state level just as some jurisdictions move the other way, with Mexico reportedly telling its banks to avoid crypto entirely. The U.S. picture is the opposite: layered, sometimes overlapping rulemaking from both Washington and individual states, each trying to claim a piece of how dollar-pegged tokens get governed.